Translation. The Lord Maharaj proceeding. One may possess wealth, an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic yogic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service. Gajendra did this, and thus the Lord was satisfied with him.
Manne ghanami jana rupa tapasya tauja prabhama balapau rasabuddhi yoga. Narathanaya bhavanti parasya pancho bhaktya sukosa bhagavana gajadu tapaya. So these are material assets, is that what? Wealth, dhana. Nobody can captivate Krishna by all these material possessions. These are material possessions. Money, then manpower, beauty, education, hostility, mystic power, and so on and so on. There are so many things. They are not capable of approaching the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna personally says, bhaktyanam abhijanasi. He doesn't say all these material positions, that if one is very rich man, he can have my favor. No. Krishna is not a poor man like me. There is somebody gives me some money, I become benefited. He is self-sufficient. Atmara. So there is no need of any help from anyone else. He is fully satisfied. Atmara. Only bhakti, love, that is required. Bhakti means to serve Krishna, that is without any purpose. Ahoi sukhi apratihata, that bhakti. Anarai, unnavilasita sunnam, jnanakarma vanam vikam. Everywhere, this is the statement of the Shastra, that bhakti should be anarayat. Navilasita sunnam jnana karma sanabhritam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti uttam sarvapadhidinimuttam tatparasena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti uttam. There are so many other definitions. And if we have bhakti, love for Krishna, then we don't require huge amount of money or strength or education or austerity, nothing of this. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam, yomi bhaktya prajacchati. He doesn't require anything from us, but he wants everyone that because he is part and parcel of Krishna, he wants to see that everyone is obedient to him, everyone loves him, that is his aspiration. Just as the father is a very rich man, he doesn't require any help from his son, but he aspires that his son should be obedient and lover, that is his satisfaction. That is the whole situation. Krishna has created ekam bahushyama. We are vivinnāṁs, namaivāṁs jīvabhu, part and parcel of Krishna, every one of us. Everyone has got some duty. Krishna has created us, expecting something to be done by us for satisfaction of Krishna. That is bhakti. So, that our opportunity is obtained in this human form of life. We should not waste our valuable time in any other occupation or business. Simply inquire and be ready how to serve Krishna. Anukulena Krishna. Anukul. Not your satisfaction, but Krishna's satisfaction. That is called anukul. Favorable. Anukulena Krishna Anusuranam. Anusuranam means activity. Not that in trance and in meditation. That is also something is better than nothing. But real devotional service is activity. One must be active. And the best activity is to praise the glory of the Supreme Personality of God. That is the best activity. Nasatasmat manusheshu tatitme kriyasitam. So our this movement is based on practical activity. Whatever talent you have got, whatever little strength you have got, education you have got, you haven't got to learn anything. Whatever you have got, in whatever position you are, you can serve Krishna. Not that you have to learn something first, and then you can serve. No, the service itself is learning. The more you try to render service, the more you become advanced, how to become experienced servant. We don't require any extra intelligence. Otherwise, the example is Galadu Thapayo, the elephant, the king of the elephant. He is satisfied. He is an animal. He is not a Brahmin. He is not a Vedantist. Maybe very big, fatty animal, but after all, he is an animal. Hanuman was an animal. There are many such things. Jatayu was a bird. So, how they satisfy? The Jatayu fought with Ravan. Yesterday you saw Ravan was kidnapping Sita Devi, and Jatayu, the bird, he was going, flying. Ravan knew how to fly without machines. He was very, very materially powerful. So the Jatayu attacked him on the sky. Who are you? You're taking yourself wife. So, Ravan was very powerful, he was defeated Jatayu, but he fought. That is his service. Never mind defeated, Similarly, we have to fight those who are opposing Krishna consciousness movement. We have to fight with them to our best capacity. Never mind, if you are defeated, that is also service. Krishna sees the service. Defeated, victorious, depend on Krishna. But fighting must be there. Karmanne bhaditarasya mahapale sukala. That is the meaning. You have to work for Krishna sincerely, intelligently, and victory or defeat, it doesn't matter. Just like Jatayu was defeated fighting with Ravana. His wings were cut off. Ravana was very strong. Ramchandra, he did his last human ceremonies because he was a devotee. This is the process. Not that we have to learn something extra. Whatever capacity you have got, let us decide to render service to the Lord. It doesn't require that you must be very rich or very beautiful, very bodily strong. Nothing on this earth. Savai pumsan paro dharma yato bhakti yadhukhade ohituki apratidata. In any condition, your devotional service should not be stopped. That should be the principle. We are not going to stop any service. And Krishna is prepared even to accept a little flower, little water, patram puskam phalam toyam. He doesn't say, give me very luxurious and palatable dishes, then he will be satisfied. No. The real necessity is bhakti. Patram puskam phalam toyam. Jomi bhaktya apajati. This is realness, bhaktya. Bhaktya maam abhijana. Javana just. Therefore, we have to develop our bhakti, love for Krishna. Prima pumatha maha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised. People are after dharmatha kaam moksha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, even if you become liberated moksha, that is not the qualification to get favor of Krishna. Prima apumasana, pancham purushat. People are trying to be very religious. That is good. Then economic, dharma artha, artha means economically very rich, opulent. Then kama, very expert in sense enjoyment. And then mukti, this is general demand. But Bhagavad says, no, these things are not qualification. Dharma prujhita kaita vatra. Siddhartha has said, that mukti is also another teaching. Why is mukti? Krishna does not demand that unless you are mukta, liberated, you cannot serve. No? You can serve in any condition. Avaitavya pratihata. Not that because first of all we have to become liberated. Because as soon as you begin bhakti, you are already liberated. The platform is so great that a bhakta without any other ultra motive is already liberated. Brahma bhuyaya sakalpat mahantabhyani chayani bhakti yogi na jase yote sagunan samatit prayetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Immediately. sarvadharmān paritajya māmekam saranam aham tvā sarva pāpim bhavamokkhasya. He Krishna takes charge of vanquishing all your reaction of sinful life. That means immediately you are mukta, you are liberated. Liberation means we are entangled in this material world because we are creating one after another entanglement. Nūnaṁ pravatta kuruti vikarma, because we are in such a position that we have to act obviously, not properly. Even if you do not deserve, even if you are very careful not to kill even an ant, still, imperceptibly, you, while walking, you kill so many ants and don't think that you are not sinful for that purpose. You become sinful, especially those who are non-devotees. They must be responsible for killing so many small creatures while walking or while there is water pot. You are seeing so many small animals are there. Even by moving the water pot, you kill so many living entities. While igniting fire in the oven, there are so many living entities. You kill them. So, consciously and unconsciously, we are in such a position in this material world that we have to commit sinful activities, even if we are very, very careful. We have seen the Jains, they are after non-violence. We'll find they keep a cloth like this so that the small insects may not enter the mouth. But these are artificial. You cannot say. In the air there are so many living entities. In the water there are so many living entities. You drink water. You cannot change it. It is not possible. But if you keep yourself fixed up in devotional service, then you are not bound. Jagyatyakanmanna true dukayam karmamanta. If your life is dedicated for yajna, for serving Krishna, then the inevitable sinful activities which we commit without any knowledge, we are not responsible. Manni-mitti-jitam papam punnāyava karukati. So our life should be dedicated simply for Krishna consciousness, then we are saved. Otherwise, we must be entangled with so many reaction of our activities and bound up in the reputation of birth and death. Māna prāpya nivartanti mitu saṃsāravat. Nūnaṁ pramatta kuruse vikarma jajindriya pri kaya apinoti nasādhu manne jato apmanoyam asan napi kresade asatira. The safest position is, let us always be engaged in Krishna consciousness, then we make spiritually advanced and save from the reaction of sinful life. The Prahlāda Mahārāja thought it that although if you are born in a family, asura family, ugra-jāta, still, if he decides to serve Krishna, Radhishnaga, with bhakti, following the footprints of Gajajūthapāya, the king of elephant, he was animal, you know the story, that he was attacked by a crocodile in the water, so there was struggle for existence between the two, and After all, the crocodile is the animal in the water. He has great strength. The elephant, although he is also a very big, powerful animal, but he was not an animal of the water. So he was very helpless. So at last he began to chant the holy name of the Lord and pray. So he was saved. He was saved, and because the crocodile caught up the leg of the elephant, he was also saved, because he was Vaishnava. And this animal, crocodile, he was under the feet of a Vaishnava, so he was also saved. This is the story you know. Therefore, Sariya Vaishnava Seva, he indirectly gave service to the Vaishnava. And he also became delivered. So, bhakti is so nice thing that very easily you can get favor of the Supreme Person. And if Krishna is pleased upon you, then what remains? Everything you get. Everything you get. Jasmin Vijnati, Sarva Vedam Vijnati Bhavan. Easiest way to please Krishna, don't require much money, much education, and nothing of this kind. Simply, he require your heart. Krishna, you are my Lord, you are my Master. Eternally, I am your servant. Eternally, let me be engaged in your service. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, I am your servant. Somehow or other, I have now fallen in this material condition. Kindly pick me up and engage me in service. Potitam tintarana mahamu bhishamim bhamambudhau. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking us. Bhamambudhau. This material world is just like a great ocean. Bhava. Bhava means repetition of birth and death. And ambu means, ambudhau means in the sea, in the ocean. So, we are struggling hard for existence in this ocean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ayi nanda tanuja, patitam kim taranama, I am your servant, eternal. Somehow or other, I have fallen in this ocean and struggling. Pick me up. Ayi nanda tanuja, patitam kim taranama, bhishamim bhavambhudo, kripaya. By your causeless mercy, this is Bhakti Madhva, devotional service, to become very humble, meek, always pray to Krishna, kindly consider me as one of the particles of the dust of the lotus feet of the last day. This very simple thing, manmana, in this way, think of Krishna, become his devotee, offer obeisances, and whatever patram, pushpam, little flower, water you can provide, offer to Krishna, in this way, live very peacefully and be happy. Thank you very much.